Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hell. Damn thing. All right, DJ, you lying now. Mr. Round and the thing muted you. Go ahead. What's going on with you?
What's happening, Buck and Nicky? What's happening to Radio Land? I know ain't nobody seen or heard from us. They say we missing an action. They want to know if we still got a show. They want to know if we still alive. They want to know everything. But they tell the good folks that you're still alive and kicking.
Shit, I'm still alive.
2015.
Still alive, kicking and smacking at the on the potato salad. Nah. She did it, making it to the board in time. Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah, 2014 will be a great season. You know, I'm glad everybody hear that we back, you know, but we only meet, what, one day? I mean, 1 week or 2 weeks?
Man, we done missed 3 weeks.
You
didn't
mean no damn 3 weeks. No, shit, no, hell no.
We missed three weeks, I know. But three and a half, because one time something was kind of halfway merged, and it just didn't go off, so, I mean, hell, it is what it is. I mean, my thing is, I tell, you know, some people ask me what's been going on. I tell them, well, it's cold. Ain't nobody doing no racing. There ain't no need to be talking about a bunch of bets when ain't nothing really going on. You know, I hear people locking in races for 4 and 5 months down the road. You know, if that's your pleasure, that's fine. I mean, but
4 and 5 months.
It is. Yeah, man. It's a lot of lock-ins going on. But, you know, that's how the up north boys, I mean, it's more so up north because I guess they, you know, they so snowed in. Their anticipation, they ready to go. So they lock it in for, you know, soon. I don't know. I guess soon they know they're going to have good weather, but.
Yeah, I know they snowed in. Terry sent me a picture the other day. What, yesterday? Or yesterday, some of that picture?
What? Yeah, and I can't imagine being, I mean, cause snow high at the cars. That's great.
Man, I think I'm picking living in North and in the world.
I think it's still, I feel for the guys up north, yeah, that much damn stuff. I'm up here. I got a daggum short sleeve shirt on. I mean, it's cool, but I ain't putting on. I mean, I had on a pullover, but I working and got a little hot. I mean, I'm in a V-neck T-shirt. I'm on the road now.
Oh, yeah.
But it ain't even that cold, man. Just for real.
Oh yeah.
So that's tight.
So how everything been going with you down that way?
Everything going pretty good. I got some breaking news. Got some breaking news. Breaking
on out. Let me ask you this. Are you reporting the news or you a part of the news?
No. I'm just reporting. I ain't a part of it.
Oh, okay.
But I you know how they say people have spotted a UFO. Extraterrestrial being or a special site. Well, I'm here to tell everybody in Radio Land there was a special site of an extraterrestrial. I can't even say it. I'm laughing. a special site of a third car that some think don't exist. But I can assure y'all that it does exist. I was privileged to talk to someone that actually laid eyes on it, or Gangsta Boo.
So who you talking about, the Gangsta Boo?
Has been spotted. It's not a myth anymore. It does exist. The classified T-14 Gangsta Boo has been sighted. This is all I can say. You know how you can set high expectations?
Mm-hmm.
All I can tell you from what I understand, it will exceed your expectations. I'm going to leave it alone. And that car is due to, I think if I'm not mistaken, I mean, what, see if in Mississippi, Jones. I don't know if he's online. I'm saying this stuff. You know, I say it because I know I can say that. Cause, I mean, it's true. But see if you see 601. See if 601, see if you see Joe number. Joe, if you're on the line, push the one button, Joe.
Hell no, I know 601 number, 601 number one.
See, Joe, I'm in.
Goddamn Katrina got them hell down there. 734-7294, your mic and line, who's speaking with?
What's going on, DJ Butt Naked, this Corey.
What's going on, Corey? Doing all right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Hanging in there.
Okay. Hey, that's all we can do. You got you enjoying that little snow y'all got?
Oh yeah, I'm loving it.
Okay. We need to get on that anyway. My baby ain't never seen no damn snow.
Oh yeah.
Man, we get in the thing down, they shut the whole city down.
Oh, yeah, I remember that when they shut Atlanta down.
Man, we get 2 inches, man, it's total mayhem down here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna get hit again, too. Supposed to get hit again tonight.
Wow. So what you think about what I said? The gangster school has been spotted.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
That's cool. I'd be glad to see Mississippi Joe out there.
It's no longer a fest. It's no longer if it exists. I'm here to tell everybody tonight, it does exist.
Okay. I like to hear that.
All right.
If I'm not mistaken, May the 30th. It's not okay. Off the door. Downtown around the ground.
When did it rain? When you say it?
May the 30th.
Oh, okay. Well, DJ, we got
come
another
on,
hand. Let me get another hand right quick.
Yeah, come on. All right, come on.
773-349. Your mic is live. Who's speaking with tonight?
What's going on, Buck Naked? And y'all know what's happening, man. This beat.
Brother, yes, King, I got to let you know, this is B from up north, Buck Naked, but his new title is King B. So when we address him, we put that on the board, so we put that by a number, so you program in that's King B right there. But
all right.
Mississippi Joe gave Dog the title Godfather. Now he is giving B the title King B. So.
Hey, man, you got a quiz, son. I'm just doing this, man, just supporting the brother. You know, I talked with Son earlier today, and he said your guy was going to have a show tonight. So, you know, I got to come in and show you guys the love and support that we're supposed to give one another. And just a quick reminder, I was on the Dog Show, and they just said some stuff over that night, man, that really touched me in a way because it's what we should do. And I think Pipe was the one that said, you know, we all show love towards one another before certain situations come up. Now, we had some guys, we had two guys that's very close to me here that we've lost this week. We lost. Some of you guys might know him. We called him Crip. His name was Ralph. He passed a couple days ago. Then we had another brother that's been around the race game a long time and was one of the high heavy contenders back in the 70s and early 80s. We called him Heavy Love. He passed today. So it's just showing that God's word is fulfilling. He's moving his hand and his word is fulfilling. You know, he said, man, know it's not the day nor the hour when he shall appear, and he's appearing in someone's life every day. Then they were talking about Bobby Cole's son. Just a moment ago, I think the anniversary of his death is tomorrow. So they want to keep them in prayer. So I'm not going to hold the mic too long, but I will throw it out just so we can keep these guys, keep these families in our prayer, man, as we go forward.
Yeah, I think Tony Bynes lost a family member this week also.
Man.
One thing you got to realize, man, we could be here today and gone tomorrow, man. Don't let a day get away regretting that you didn't tell, that you didn't mend a broken relationship with somebody, especially a family member, anything like that. I mean, don't wait till it's too late and wish you could have said, I'm sorry, or wish you could have, you know, had amends or made amends to somebody before they leave there. You just never know, man.
That's
like you call.
You never know when they're calling you, man, you know. But the Bible tells man to not even let the sun go down on him with wrath in his heart. So in other words, don't let the sun of men buck naked have an all between us too. You should do something and rectify that before the sun goes down. And the sun goes down when you leave here. So let's not try to live that way. You know, the Bible says get angry but sin not. So we're gonna get angry with one another, we ain't got a sin towards one another. So you know, we wanna show that.
Yeah.
And in this game, man, coming year 2015, we as grudge racers should want to show more love towards one another. At the end of the fucking and clowning and cooping and hollering that we do, we need to let each other know that, hey, it's just drag talk, it's just race talk, that's serious.
That's it. Ain't nothing wrong with the jaw jacket as long as it's in the love of race. Ain't personal.
Nothing personal, just race talk.
Oh, yeah. I had my way,
I weed those jokers out. The one that's going to see fun with it, you know, and get present. I like to weed them out, man, because like Sam said, it's nothing personal, you know, it's all just in the love of the game of racing. You got to realize this is something we do that we've been doing for a long time. That's almost 20 years, some 30, myself over 40, you know. And you got to love something if you get in it and diligently stay with it that long. So
you're right.
Don't let the naysayers and the negative talk come in. You know, but hey man, I gotta say something more on me. I'm gonna let y'all have your show back here. There's an announcement that's supposed to be made on the show tonight. I'm not gonna say what, but I wanna know if it's gonna be done early or late.
Yeah. If I say this One thing I think we were talking about earlier is this year I think is going to be a very, very competitive year for grudge racing. And what I mean by that is the bar is raised so high.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in all classes, especially on small ties, man, 28-29. It's a tall order.
It's up there.
Yeah.
Man,
it's up there.
You got to be on your
A-plus game. You know what, DJ? I'm glad you said something about some 28s and 29. I'm glad you said that. It reminded me. I like to cut my head off to Bobby Cole. He is the first promoter to come back out and come and put 28 with 28s and 29 with 29. I've been saying that shit from get-go. Everybody told me it ain't no different. Guess what it is. And Bobby putting it back where it's supposed to be. And I commend Bobby for that. I thank Bobby for that. And, hey, like I said, I ain't scared to say it. I believe they did that shit to keep more money in the goddamn in their pocket. The promoters did. A lot of folks don't want to see it and see it. They didn't want to pay two classes. They want to pay one class.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, brother, nigga. I started not talking about this. Maybe a month or so ago, I heard Scotty G say there's no difference in 29, 28, and we both beg the difference. I feel that if there was not a different entire sign, I don't see where the maker would waste the time making the different signs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think what we did years ago, when we didn't even know as much as we know now, they would call a 410 gear and a 411 gear. And I had a whole man friend of mine who was in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, he was just dead set to see if his car was set up identical, would it be different? And it truly were a different in the RPM range of the car. So I said that to say this, from a 411 to a 410. I mean, if you do your math, you go 10 and then 11. So it's got to be a difference in it. Else, Goodyear, Hoosier, Firestone, whoever making that tire, they wouldn't waste the time making that. They could spend that money elsewhere.
Yeah. Exactly. That's a difference. They don't want to holler for everything in their favor.
It's a difference.
Oh, yeah.
The only people you hear saying that is people either on 29 or 315. You're not gonna hear somebody on 28 saying 28 to 29 saying y'all are gonna say somebody with the bigger side gonna say no difference. But you'll never hear them say that get on that smaller side. They'll never do that.
Hell yeah. Mhm. Y'all feeling them on the other mic, they've been had the hand up. 312-0684, your mic is live.
What's going on, Bud Nugget, DJ D? How everybody doing?
Uncle L.
Oh, man. I'm just hanging in there, man. I'm a little wore out, man. I've been on the highway, man, fighting that doggone block ice and snow and stuff, and finally made it back home, man.
That's good, brother.
Yes, sir.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too, Bud Nugget. I had called in on the show, man, to come and pay my dues also, and I wanted to see was Water Pistol on here to see if did he have any plans or anything. Do y'all know if Water Pistol been on the show?
If who?
Who?
Water Pistol. You know, a water gun. You know, a water gun?
I don't know who that is. Uncle Larry?
Yeah. No, that's bad. That dude they call Bad Storm, we call him Water Pistol.
Hello?
Now. Cause he ain't no storm no more. He ain't nothing but a little bit of water. Now we try to if we can locate him.
Who is Water Pistol? Who that is?
That's Bad Storm. Yeah, and ain't no Bad Storm no more. Little Tony been trying to lock him in, so since we can't lock him in, now we call him Water Pistol. Yeah.
Now we heard
the bad storm has been downrated to a light drizzle.
Yeah, all the way down to a little trickle of water. Yes, it
man, is. You wrong,
oh,
man.
Oh,
look how that man water drizzle.
So you saying little Tony that made them boys go in the bushes?
Yeah. Well, it seems I don't know if we made him go in there, but he went in there. We were trying to see if we can get him lock in. Trying to see if we can get him to lock in for the pre Mardi Gras.
But we y'all want to hear something crazy.
We ain't heard nothing from him since we spoke to him a few times. So I guess he must still be in hiding. But tell him he ain't got to hide. Yeah, if you don't want to go, then just raise both hands up in the air and say I give.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
You're going to say something crazy, DJ?
Yeah, go ahead.
I heard Wick say tonight that, what was it, Sunday night, he said someone said, with Big Dragon, when they said it, that as mighty big as you, Wick, could be drawing on Lil Tony with Shorty. Now, I texted off tonight, and I got no response.
He said, what? Hold on. He said, mighty big of him.
No, Big Drag said that's mighty big of you, Wick, to be drawing on Lil Tony with Shorty.
With Shorty? With a small.
Lil Tony
with Shorty.
Oh, yeah. And then Lil Tony being crazy. He got rap tight right now.
Lil Tony
said, let him start the race. Wick said,
okay.
No. Wick went on saying how he got beat with that motor by a small block, so he knows what a small block can do. But the Tight Man came on, and Tight Man says, well, Wick, since you're tearing it, just tear it off. You know, you got to tell how the car went up on the bumper or how the trans was going out in the car when you lost. Wick says it was a trans brake. But the scenario to the story is this. Why would Lil Tony get a small block with one runner car that has ran? Let's just name one car. We ain't going to name all. The show that long will name all. Let's name a few of them. Hannibal, Head Up. Danye three times, Head Up. Why would Lil Tony want to take his small block and run that car Head Up? I wait. Someone answer that for me.
Yeah.
I wait.
He'd be a fool.
Right. I mean, even if he could win, why would he want to take his small block?
Yeah, I mean, if it, you know, I don't, I, But I can't. If he won, it's definitely killing. Actually, he could even think of having. If he raced, it's killing the accident. I mean, and his small block accident. I mean, his small block accident is almost dead, and he ain't even raced nobody yet. I don't see how people can just lay down and don't even know if the car can even do anything or not.
And that's the gospel truth right there. His accident is almost dead, and he hadn't even ran nobody. What do you think going to happen if he runs short? Win or lose against Shorty, just the fact that he ran Shorty, what do you think going to happen?
Well, I don't know what Lil Tony's plans is. Lil Tony mess around and go and stick a big block in there. He'll be in the hunt because it'll be plenty of action there. It's 28 inside class, big block, or 28 stream, whatever this year going to be in tonight. It's a bad
car
gonna be out this year on
28. If he draws these jokers as hard as he draws them with this small block, he may not get no action with
them. No. He'll get action with it.
Big block.
Oh yeah.
He draws
these jokers
with a small block like crazy.
It won't be from water pistol.
A water pistol.
Yes, indeed. When I heard that being said, DJ, you know what I did?
Uh-huh.
About running a small block with a big block like that, you know what I did? I just completely shut up. You know why? Because I felt, in my own personal opinion, you know, and I tell this to anybody, in my own personal opinion, that was a total insult. Because uh-huh. of the simple fact that if a person have a big block, at a small block, that there is no comparisons in them, none whatsoever. One is a small block, one is a big block. If you want to run him, make it right and run him. But for him to do it,
sometimes he might be trying to try a little tunnel, see a little tunnel gonna fall, you know, just fall for it.
No,
you know, but they got several cars in their camp, 28, 275. You know, I mean, I think they're supposed to be doing something with the president, right? I think he said he'd try to with the president.
Yeah, he did say he'd try to predator, but that ain't gonna happen because.
Well, Wick said he's not gonna run him with the president.
No, that ain't gonna
happen. Wick said he was not running with the president, but he was running with Shorty.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't understand why the man would even remotely contemplate running Shorty.
Right,
I don't think why he would even remotely contemplate running Shorty. When Shorty ran, if not the first race of the year,
nice.
It would
no, I mean,
be the
first
race of the year.
A lot of people try to downplay the president, but the president's a nice
guy.
It's nice
thing. But, why should the man run Shorty? Shorty ran three times against
Rush. I don't think that's what it means. It's just, I think he was just trying to, just seeing if he was going to fall for the banana in the tail fight. That's just what I think.
Wait, he made the race proposal again tonight.
Of course, people think Lil Tony is just crazy. Lil Tony got real good stick. He can't. I listened to Lil Tony know exactly what's going on. Now, Lil Tony will go. Now, don't get me wrong. He's trained to go. That's one thing
He's not no new Jackson racing. See, that's why I think a lot of people miss out on. It's like this man hadn't just started racing yesterday.
All these small buses out here, I can't try to understand why everybody's laying down. They just straight up laying down. I don't know.
Well, you ain't ran nobody. That was good, man.
He ain't ran nobody. And everybody laying down. They laying down because he's drawing them. I don't know.
He laid down so much, he just forfeited his belt over. He never did. I'm just going to say that.
Hey, yeah, DJ.
Yes, sir.
They would just have to whoop me. Because I'd have to.
Yeah,
I'd have to get in another lane. I couldn't just
throw my hands up. He had to whoop me in the gun. He had to slap me on the ass. send me on my way if you know, got to show me. I'm not going to lay down. No, sir. I got a nice small block. He got a nice small block. We both got to go down the same track. Get your ass up there. Let's do it.
That's why they call it drag race.
That's it. I don't know. Anybody on here, nice and small block, start suspension on 28?
They trying to get Candy Crazy to get rocked the back down.
Huh?
They're trying to get Candy Crusher to get, well, Candy Crusher's off and rock your back tire.
I hear they got, I seen Candy Crusher down in Orlando make a hell of a hit.
Yeah.
I think they got a Candy Crusher on the right tail right now.
Oh, yeah? That's the race they're trying to set up right now. Who owned that car now, Sam?
Oh, I forget the guy's name. Chris, yeah, real nice guy. Yeah, real cool guy. He's been working. They've been struggling a little bit in 2014, toward the end of the year, where they start getting things together. And from what I hear now, they pretty much kind of got it ironed out. So they say it's all looking good. All I tell you, man, it's going to be a lot of cars ready and out. Come middle of the year. May, June is gonna be the month to start up all the insanity. Watch.
Yeah,
we're gonna get some races going on before, yeah, we're still cold.
It's just kind of snowing up here again, so.
Yeah.
As if we didn't get enough already. Your Lord is saying fit to bless us with another one and two three inches.
Yeah. That's data. Nobody got no knock to smile about it. Won't none of us, Tony. Wow.
That's amazing. It had nobody.
Ball factor, so it is. Somebody says that ball. Don't shoot the best. Somebody said ball factor. Do tone. Let tone build a car. He knows.
Hey, what DJ Ball Factor did? What man?
He got rid of Lil Tony building a nice five block on 28, so he got rid of his cuss before Lil Tony brought it out.
it's hilarious, isn't it? I mean, it's almost unbelievable that a man can surface with a car and draw down on everybody in his class and some out of his class, and they scared him. And he ain't made the first pass. That is almost unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's crazy. I mean, my first ass whoop came from going testing my car the very first time and running a number and came and went to another track. And got my asshole blowed out. Because the track I raced on was not the track that I came from.
Mm-hmm.
I should have paid the funk out, but I didn't. But I made a shakedown and didn't get it to work. Be being bullheaded. Got my ass on up there and got knocked on my ass. But, you know,
One thing about getting up there, you might lose, but you definitely can't win if you don't.
Yeah.
That's the thing about getting to the line.
Yeah.
you most definitely can't win. If you forfeit, you can't win. If you get to the line, you got a possibility. Man could blow his tires off, engine could go, trans could go, car could get wild. You got a lot of scenarios that goes into that race before he declared the winner. But if you just pay the punk out, and like in Biz's case, forfeit your belt, you know you can't win because you didn't even try. I just don't see it.
Yeah.
But I think it comes down to they don't want to take the A on the back. I don't think nobody really want to be the first somebody to let her race. I think that's being more of a problem than anything, is who he's going to knock off first versus who's going to beat him first.
Who's going to get up there first? Who's gonna get on up there?
I think that's their biggest fear, though. Their biggest fear, who gonna get in the ring with him first? When you can't win or lose if you don't try.
Save that for later. Would you try to dig a spot to get to the car? Hold on, let me get on mute.
Anybody else got
the
hand up? Take it.
No, anybody got the hand up? When Larry was trying to dig a spot in the snow, is that deep up there?
It's deep up there.
Nah, at least. We ain't never seen no snow like that. Did it come with the cars and shit?
They got a joke in there called a side vest on rock. Everybody taking lethal weapon.
3 motors cost.
Rock go in there with more side vests than he want from the way it looks. Hey, Rock.
Yeah.
He'll never know. I don't know him, but from the way it seems like, he's coming back out trying to do like he did when he went in. Everybody say he has side in the way when he went in.
Well, we gonna see. I think he got Chris tuning on the car somehow, so maybe.
You got Chris.
Maybe gonna help us turn this program around. We all know Chris tunes very knowledgeable here. He tuned on people's cars, he tuned on Cole Killer, he tuned on Brian Daly.
It's different who you got tuning.
Yeah. Never know. All
right,
we'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
I heard he locked in with our buddy, too. But then he locked in with Real Tree.
Who did that? Anywhere.
Rock.
Who?
Rock.
Lock. What in the hell is Lock?
Rock. R-O-C-K. Rock.
Oh, rock back. What do you got now?
Yeah, 29 is big buck, nice stuff. He ain't down there in Orlando. He's had a car just a little bit for a little while now. Hey, little bit right off. When you down there? Down there that day. It was looking like a sick puppy then. But it's coming around, I guess.
Well, that damn Tony Wright, did anybody hear anything from him?
Been quiet.
Yeah, he's been quiet. He up to something. He's quiet like that.
Tony Wright too in 2014. Did he do this as much as I did?
You know Tony ain't going to stand for that shit, doesn't he?
No, right.
You going to stand for that right there.
Well,
you might
be able
to make some noise,
aren't you,
DJ?
Yeah, but I ain't going to make no noise until I'm able to make some noise. Just like you see me and you see the car, get your ass down. You know it. You see me and see the car, let's get it. I don't know how to reverse. I don't know how to back up.
Okay.
Well, I I just want to see some good racing myself.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be a good year. I really think it's going to be a good year. If not Tony bad, let the race take place.
I think it'll be a hell of a year. This year's
going
to be great.
If we can get Lil Tony bag up, we might get some. Lil Tony got people here to come to his pack.
I think a lot of people from the South are going to travel south this year, too.
They got quite a few races. Event
booked. Y'all got a lot of races going on.
Yeah.
Be like every weekend.
I didn't know that many until we was on the show one day. And
I still look like I gotta go.
You
took
me to come to the North.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard Chase give a list of some of the shows that's going on this way. I'm like, man, I didn't know there was that many shows booked. It's a whole thing.
That's a bunch of.
Woo. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you guys, like I say all the time, man, if you can't make these events, these brothers put these shows on. They put on for us to have fun. As Larry said, a fellowship with one another. Man, if we can't make the show in person, call that brother. We all have numbers. Find out what the gate fee is. And if you can't make the trip, you can at least send the admission to me. We can do that. Now, we need, these brothers need us there in person. We want our body to be there. But I tell you, like I told the guy the other day, man, and I tell whoever on the phone, y'all hear me well. If 100 people come in and 80 of them come in that gate on friendship, now Stella just came by in the hole. He can't win like that. So he need our presence as well as our financial support. If we can't make it in person, let's support these brothers financially and keep these shows going and make them all be a success.
I agree with that right there, man. Let me hold this other mic here. 773. Oh, wait. Go ahead in 1 second. Let me hold that guy. We've been holding it, too. 773. 71-15, your mic is live.
What's happening, Bud Naked and DJ Grant?
What's going on?
That sound like your voice playing, man.
Nothing much. Sound like my man D on there. What's happening, D?
What's up, kid?
Nothing much, man. Hey, man. They leaving here fast, man. You heard about what happened this morning, didn't you?
Man, I was just telling them we lost another one.
Man.
Yep. Lost another one today.
Yes, indeed. So what's been happening?
How old was this?
Probably about 66.
About 60 or 60. Yeah,
what happened to him?
No. You don't know what happened? No, I would have to say probably a heart attack, DJ.
Yeah. Heavy Love been around a long time, man.
Yeah.
In the Chicago area, he's known in Chicago area very well.
Yep. So what's been happening, but Nicky? You're paying enough cars. You can come back now, huh?
But Nicky.
Maybe you're going to fall off into the paint booth again.
He's in front of the paint booth.
Yeah.
Hey,
he finally fell off into the paint booth again. Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm back. Somebody call. I'm back.
It's free Mardi Gras. Is it next weekend? Yeah. And one thing we didn't mention is this weekend is the banquet. This weekend,
yeah.
I'm not mistaken,
it's
the Grudging
Bank. Where's going to be at, son?
At the Georgia Hall of Fame in Macon, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And all those that haven't done, you know, you made your pledges, try your best to try to get them in. You still need your support. Try to pull this thing off. And it's this weekend at the Georgia Hall of Fame. I think the doors open up 3 or 4 o'clock.
book on me.
She think they'll kick off somewhere around 5. This weekend, make it Georgia, the Georgia. The, I think it's the Georgia Sports Hall of Fame.
God damn, that shit rolled around my face. I ain't paid my money. I got to call Jay tomorrow. I know you don't cut me out. Goddamn butt naked. I ain't did nothing.
It ain't never too late to send it.
You ever have a special girl about that, butt naked?
Yeah, I got to call him. Man, some more shit been going on, working and shit. I got to get that money in tomorrow.
The dog can have two special shows about that money. But you know, you can knock it,
every year I've this be my third year attending, and we always have a good time at the thing. Always a good time. Always. Yes.
Well, I'm gonna say this about stuff. You can support it, don't support it, knock it, don't knock it. I mean, whatever the case might be. The world, the racing world needs to know that it can't go without their support.
That's right.
Sure can't
do the same thing without their support, you know. Right. I don't know the full
end.
Give it back
to the people that entertain us all year. Mm-hmm. People that entertain us all year, the people like myself, they ain't done no racing this year. They've just been reporting on it and watching it and you know, being entertained by it. I mean, you know, it's a way to give back. It's been a good start. Ooh. We got some bad cars coming out this year. Or coming back out.
Behind.
DJ, when you plan on making your debut, man?
More than likely, the car is pretty much ready, but I mean, still got to do testing and things of that nature. So as soon as it's right,
you're gonna try to make your trip up north here, right?
I'm gonna try to make a couple of trips up north.
Oh, okay. Yep. And bring Butt Naked with you. You know what I mean.
When I come, I'm bringing some friends for me, Butt Naked. Turbo Tim and Kofleck. Y'all got Camp 28 up there. We got to come there and fuck Camp 28 up.
You got Camp Alabama. Y'all bring it all to Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Camp 28. It is what it is.
I heard that.
Ain't no love law. We got to get it on.
Yeah.
Got to get it on.
What's that, DJ? Can't get it on, let's get it on. Huh?
That's it.
Yeah. Like we were saying earlier, man, it should definitely be some good drug racing this year. Anybody that likes racing should not leave a 15 unpleased. If somebody should do an event somewhere that you should be able to come back and say, man, that was great. I enjoyed that. I can't wait to do it again. There's a lot of events playing. You even got guys coming back that just haven't raced in a while, coming back into racing.
Well, there's some things that's in the making right now. It'll be some big breaking news coming up here soon, probably by the end of February. So just my thing is I think you need to let people that haven't races that are going on before other events, just let them, you know, shouldn't be trying to promote something. We got races that's coming up. I think Bobby Cole got a big race coming up. Huge race, probably one of the biggest payouts in grudge racing as far as for small tires that's ever been done. We got the free Mardi Gras down at Holly Springs with Wit 901. Got Ronnie Brown coming up in February, directly after the weekend after the class race down there about the very next weekend at downtown Ronnie Brown is having a grudge race with a nice small block shootout. And I hear little Tony will be in the building terrorizing everybody on a in the nice small block world. So I think little Tony may have some scared to come in the gate. Afraid to come in the gate.
Now, he definitely gonna lay down a threat.
Huh?
So he definitely gonna lay down a threat.
We gonna see, cause I'm just gonna go out on a limb. I'm sure some little Tony gonna get some action when he come down at the bottom.
I hear you.
We gonna see though.
Well, like my man Bobby Cole said, you got to show up to show out.
Yeah, show up, show out. Bucking naked.
Yes, sir.
Nick, what you gonna do this year, man?
Shit, like y'all just said, I'm gonna try to show up and show out. All right, get me a team, man. I need some teammates. I need some teammates to help me with this shit. Too much on me. I'm gonna try to build me a team, I guess.
There's one thing I got to tell you, but nigga, if you come back to the north and don't bring no car, we're gonna tar and feather you and send you back to Alabama.
That's the ball. Yes, a ball. Yeah, I got to get up that way, man, see what's going on. I got to come up there and kick it. You know what? We do all that damn traveling, man, go to different places, but nobody. I like to come up there and I'm going to be real. Last time I came and I didn't bring no car. Man, I got them downtown. Biz, where you at? I'm downtown. Downtown? Yeah, Biz, I'm downtown. You staying downtown too? I'm staying downtown too. Man, shit. When I go over to these different states and towns, I don't get a chance to see the city. I really want to see that shit sometime, man.
Yeah, you and that goddamn Mark got me in the middle of a bet, goddamn it. And I couldn't, y'all, I don't know. Y'all just terrible on me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're gonna battle out them 901 boys, ain't you? We're going to put a car in the class that they got for every car they have in Alabama. We're going to try to have one for what they got.
I heard that.
The truth going to be told this year.
That's it?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. DJ, what race are you trying to make? I heard you say you got to make 3 or 4 up down this year up north. What one are you trying to make?
I'm trying to make as many as I can, but I know 4. I mean, 4 or 5. I know I'm going to Business Race. I know I'm going to Wayne's Race. I know I'm going to Danier's Race. I know I'm going to try to make Latona on the Latona Race. So that's 4.
Yeah.
That I'm normal try to make.
They hold them back to back, month to month.
I don't know if they really like back to back. They probably a month
apart. Right. Well, basically about 3 weeks apart, something like that.
Yeah,
oh, goddamn. I better goddamn, I gotta pick up some sticks and sell some beer cans and every goddamn thing be. All them damn trips. This shit. Woo. I thought it would be like 2 months apart.
No, the good thing about it, a couple of them races over there at US 41, y'all can come straight up 65. You ain't got to get off no highway.
Yeah. That's going to be the track to be this year. That's going to be the track up there. I'm trying to go out to Texas. Louisiana. Gotta go down there to 901. Gotta go to Holly Springs. I'll make a trip down to Florida.
Yeah. They got races there. We got them with it, you know. Long and mercy.
They got races there.
Yeah, we gotta do something. It must be nine then. It's gonna be nine. It's gonna be nine. Hope everybody has nine tonight. Each event, hope they sell out. God damn it.
Debug Nigga, that's what I was saying earlier, man. You know it's a lot of events. And that's why I was saying with one of these things, make it, man. Support them financially if you can't support them financially and in person. Support these brothers financially. It's a lot of events this year. A lot of them in the South, a lot of them in the North. You want to make them all, but you know, physically, you know you can't. So you got to choose the ones you can.
We had a situation similar to that not too long ago. Me and some guy were talking. They wanted to put a little something on for the local area right here, and everybody agreed to it. Everybody with some cars and stuff, and a bunch of guys got some nice cars over here now. And shit, they asked one promoter to put it together for them, and shit, when the promoter got together and got ready to make the flyer, they changed the mind on the guy. What the hell y'all doing? Oh, we're gonna try something that we're gonna do our own way. But that man don't need lead working every damn thing. Let's go ahead and do the same what you want to do with the man. Nah, he gonna make a whole lot of money off of us. We can get that money. Oh, man, fuck that. Y'all had the man to do that. Why y'all gonna bag out on the man if I do y'all own thing, man? That ain't the way it's supposed to be. Y'all trying to count that man if I can what he gonna make. You know, that means we can't have nothing to do now.
You got a lot of haters out there, man. You got to look over that shit, bud, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they start counting them dollars. You know, everybody can count someone else's money before he even make it. And that's a big problem. Always have been, always will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you got the government right now. You got the Republicans in office right now counting how Barack going to stand in reference to his standing as where he should go down in history, I mean, as what number of presidency he should be, how he should be on the list if we allow this to pass and that to pass. Counting his legacy before it even becomes the pass. And that's what you have guys doing in racing. You're counting the promoter's money before you make a dime. He'd be spending money and you counting his money he's making already.
Oh, yeah, they do that. You know what? Us people sometimes, man, we try to stop a dollar if we can, man. I don't know why we do that. They try that all the time. They feel like you're going to make a lot of money, you're going to come up on them. Shit, they really go somewhere and shop. Let me move the other caller right quick. 863-4142, your mic is live.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, DJ.
Hey.
Who you say had that screen 28 belt?
What belt you got,
I got all the goddamn belts.
What you want to do, homie?
Well, I'll probably see you about May or June. You go ahead and clean it up for me.
Don't take too long. Let me tell you something. When you run down that goddamn hill down here, when you come down the hill, you better walk down it, because you run down it, I'm going to fuck you up every time.
Well, you better fuck me up, because I'm going to be running.
Well,
you're
going to miss something.
Who is this?
My name is Richard. I'm from Florida.
Huh?
From Florida. Name is Richard.
Okay.
I had a white
Camaro
before, but now I got an old one Mustang. I'm putting 28s on it.
Right. Well, good to hear you and meet you, Richard, but I'm telling you like this, you're going to be a little richer. You couldn't have fucking with me.
Well, you guys are getting me, because I'm coming.
you ain't got damn perm when you come down here, too.
Well, I'm coming.
Would you like
to and I'm going to come to your hometown to do it, too.
It don't matter. Come on down. Come on down. Yeah,
I'll put this much out. We look for something very, very big in the month of May. We're going to put something real big on for stars in the month of May. I'm
going to
wait until some of these other races, stratify. We put up something real big for 28 and not just small block.
Well, I don't have a nicer car, but.
Yo, you can't run me down, homie. You got to get Terry over there. I got nitro belt.
You boosted?
I got a pro charger.
Okay. Yeah, you got to run. You got to run all.
Yeah, you my man.
Karen him.
And
Karen him got that belt you looking for.
Well, I mean,
oh, okay.
but nigga, let me tell you this, man. It ain't no. Everything is pretty much the same. I mean, that don't matter. I mean, extreme belt is extreme. Extreme is covers boosted and all of that.
Right.
I got extreme Nike belt, don't I? Ain't got the extreme.
Now,
all that,
now what? Yeah, you got. You might have extreme nitrous belt. But
yeah.
I think Sheridan might have it. Sheridan might have
it. The other belt. They do. They know that might in it.
And they'll be down. They'll be down in our hometown with that belt. Because yeah. I'm gonna
but
have
you know
all.
What? If you come down here in the heat, you come down here in that goddamn heat with that damn pro charger. I still might have blind your ass and piss on that motor let you know you got yourself shit down.
You don't have
well,
to blind. If you're on 28, it don't matter if you're blowing that these big ass motor these guys getting stuff now. It don't matter,
yeah.
Man. The playing field is level, man. It ain't really
yeah.
Like no advantage like that. Cause bottom line,
why
using a blower car, a turbo car, usually gotta play catcher.
Oh yeah, I ain't rub out the heat though. But nigga, I ain't rub out the heat. I'm on alcohol, so it can get as hot as want.
Oh yeah.
All right, that's all I want. I'm gonna sit back and listen to y'all guys.
All right, man. Appreciate you calling in.
You out of Florence?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
Florida.
Say again.
What state?
Oh no, I'm from Florida.
Florida.
I'm about 20
okay.
minutes. Yeah, I'm about 30 minutes from Orlando.
Okay then.
Yeah.
So y'all still got good weather, real good weather down there. Y'all still.
Oh yeah. Yeah, about 68, 70.
Oh,
you know,
real
people
Florida,
up north,
boy.
The people up north, doggone, they just got mad at you when you said 60 and 70 degrees.
Yeah,
oh,
but
yeah.
It's cold for us.
Let me just sing that song one time. I'm a Florida boy.
Oh, my God.
Then the Florida boy will be hollering, I'm a Florida boy.
Oh, nigga, you crazy.
Yeah. You know that big motto down there, they got them songs down there.
Yeah. All right, we appreciate you calling in.
All right, man. All right, yeah, here we go, man. I'm going to sit back and listen. I'm on the road.
Okay.
All right, appreciate it.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Another one we can add to the list.
Yeah, so everybody coming out. Everybody come out with new cars and a car that they've been had and just not getting what they can able to race them. I'm glad to see that, man. Hope
yeah.
Everybody come on and have a successful year in races and stuff. That's what it's about.
That's what it's about.
All right, DJ, we got no more hands up. Y'all want to carry on or what y'all want to do? We got ain't no more hands up. Want to do some final thoughts?
Stop, man. We can do final thoughts.
Let me do some final thoughts. Again, Richard, let me give you a final thought. I know you've been listening since you were the last one with your hands up. Give me a final thought, what you got on your mind for tonight.
Oh, now I'm on mute, man. Hello?
Oh. Yeah, did you hear?
Yeah, we'll just get your final thought. Yeah, just give us your final thought.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, man, just hope to meet a couple of y'all guys, something I haven't met before, and it'll be a good year racing.
Okay, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate you calling me.
All right, man.
All right, kid, give us your final thought.
Yeah, well, you know, I enjoy the show. You know, I like to call in and show my support, you know, and trying not to stay off the air so long next time, right? But next, DJ needs you, man.
Oh, right. Hey, kid, what did I say? He put it on me? That's the reason why we went on the show. Oh, yeah. You don't tell me you ain't that, DJ. I got you. My man.
Am I lying?
Appreciate that, kid. 100% AM for you. I got it there, man.
Oh, okay then. Well, you guys, y'all take it easy. I'll let y'all next week.
All right, appreciate it. Be safe, man. All right, yep. Mr. D, we're going to let you give your final thought, and then Court, right to you.
This is King D talking, man. King D signing out. Glad to have you guys back. Enjoyed the show tonight, and hopefully we'll meet again next week.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it, D. And to the end, hold it down and you keep the family safe.
You do the same, man.
All right. Corey, what is your final thought for the night? All right, Political Corey. 734 sitting at 294. All right, DJ Corey will be tied up. Let you take on us up out of him.
So once again, we appreciate everybody calling in tonight. One thing about it, it's all about racing, man. Ain't nothing personal. And we that's how we just want to keep it all racing, nothing personal. This thing will grow. I look forward to seeing everybody this year. Hope everybody up north, y'all stay warm and everybody stay safe. We look to hear from y'all next week, and we'll be talking about the banquet.
You
we'll be on there next week.
Oh, yeah. Tune in for the banquet. Now, y'all, if y'all don't show up, if you can't make it, good. Tune in for Tuesday night. We'll give you an update. Last year, DJ Slam, BET on the floor.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm.
So, hey, so over this year, hopefully something different this year.
Hey, Buck Nagy.
Yeah, D. Yeah.
Hopefully we can have, hopefully we'll have the, is that the Center Poitier show? Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Over here playing, let's do it again.
Oh, yeah, let's do it again.
Man, maybe slamming her hard this time, get a little sense in the head.
He tried to grab DJ by the headlock. DJ had all the damn grease on the head, but he just slipped right out. Just like that there. Yeah, somebody put their hand up in the last minute. Let me see who this is. 478-5042, you lady hell.
Hey, good evening. How y'all felt doing? Hey, did DJ have his suit on?
Hey, let's see. DJ Grant, they got them button up shorty head and snapped all them goddamn buttons on them. He came out that motherfucking shirt.
Hey, what the hell
is
going on in him?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't get nothing he didn't need, that's for sure.
What you said, DJ? Don't let the smooth play fool you.
Hey, man, I ain't got no comment, man. We just. That was
yeah, he got coming. He just don't want to see it on the app. Don't hit you. Time to get on there, he's going to say something smart.
But I was going to say, he got what he had coming.
Hey, DJ, what you going to do about your car this year, man?
Oh, yeah, it's my car will be out this year, kid. I mean, goddamn, what? No,
that's not like Mark.
That's not like Kenny.
That ain't Mark. That's, goddamn, I drew a blank. Say your name.
That Kenny,
like Kenny.
Kenny, that's goddamn Kenny, yeah. It'll be out this year, Kenny.
Hey, DJ,
it'll be out before the middle of the year.
DJ, you gotta do like me, man. You
better
get in that damn car. Not one last time I seen you.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting in the sauna and doing sit ups and everything I need to do. Yes, you're right, Kenny. I mean, you're right, Kenny. Trying to back away from the table a little bit.
A little bit.
Well, okay, now, Kenny, you ain't got to put the extra on it now.
All right, so with that being said, right there, Kenny don't call DJ Fat Ass out for a fat dumb bitch. How you going to get in that car? I appreciate y'all calling in. Tune in next week. If you can't make the banquet, you're going to miss a goddamn hell of a show. You know, some good evening, good politicking and all that. You're going to miss it all. Hope y'all can make it. You know, if you can't, fine. If you can, fine. So that being said, y'all have a wonderful night. And keep everybody safe. And y'all stay warm up north. See y'all next week. Thank y'all for calling in.
Doc.
All right.